name is Dennis Solo McKeithen.
We received a memo today stating that Secretary Wetzel has ordered that effective on March 21st, all staff and inmates will be issued masks. It says that enhanced cleaning procedures will continue in all areas of the facility as well. Well, it says that these are protective masks. Well, we don't have protective masks. As I stated yesterday, we was given a piece of cloth folded over and sewn together and the pretense of a mask. We weren't given any latex gloves and no hand sanitizer, and it still exists. And there has been some areas where the supervisory personnel has stated they're not going to put the hand sanitizer out, although it's been sent to all the blocks and all the areas. It's frightening, especially for older prisoners, when every time you call for every time your stomach hurts, you want to ask, do I got it? Where, you know, so those like myself, we just don't go down to eat and eat in our cell, you know, buy from the commissary, because there's actually no safety precautions being taken except for no gym, no programs and stuff. But the most important thing of all is the hand sanitizer and the mask. And it's important that people let the DOC know that we're not being provided that, because this is a danger to everyone, staff and prisoners. Even staff had to take this piece of cloth off their face because one was getting dizzy, you know. So I want that, to be in addition to what I spoke about yesterday, and we really need people to contact the DOC and the prison about why this hand sanitizer and the protective masks are not being issued as secretary ordered. You know, that's the only addition I wanted to add to the report from yesterday. Thanks.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.